29 Rashi, Beirishon Hashmini Nafka, Midichsiv Bahanu. Since it's written by these, meaning the first and the eighth, Shabbosoin, that it's a day of rest, Michlal, from here we see, De'inoch, that these other ones, Chelamayed, Lav Shabbosin Inhu, are not days of rest. Al Inyan Rishon, Al Yomim HaKadumim Loi, on the days which come before it. The Hainu Chelo Shomayed, which that's Chelamayed. We said, Loilich the Rachmana Loivav, don't write the Vav. The mashma ribuya, that it implies, including chol hamoed, the su itzvich hay, that then further you need to write a hay lamiu to exclude chol hamoed. So we answered Ella, mehan ishloisha rishon. These three rishon, the chsiv b'mikra, kodesh the Pesach, that's written by mikra kodesh of Pesach, umrika kodesh the sukkahs, as well as mikra kodesh resting for sukkahs. All mitzvahs lulav, and doing the mitzvah of lulav, loy toisiv l'Rav Nachman, these are not a question on Rav Nachman. These don't disprove Rav Nachman by Yitzchak's answer. Dahani rishon, that these rishon, d'chsiv b'hu, that is written by them, lav l'mashmu usayhu ka'osu, they're not coming for the regular meaning that it means before, elo shema b'yalmohu, but maybe it's just in general, the nikra rishon, that they're called rishon. Ukudatana the way Rabbi Yishmael, like Yeshua Rabbi Yishmael taught. Beschar Gimel Rishon, Shvisas HaRegel the Pesach, resting on the Yom Tov of Pesach, or Shvisas HaRegel the Chag, as well as resting on the Yom Tov of Sukkos, or Netilas Lulav, and shaking Lulav and Esrog, Shenikor Rishonim, that they are called Rishon, Zachol L'Shloisha Rishon, we merit the three rewards that are also called Rishon, as the Gemara goes on to explain.